with the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. Farming is inherently risky. I mean, how many other professions can claim they're completely at the mercy of the weather, and it's the uncontrollable factor that can make or break a farmer. Pollinators like bees are also a big issue, though, for farmers. Bees can be a farmer's best friend and vice versa. Susan Learman is a wildlife biologist with the U.S. Forest Service. She says research shows that you can help bees too, even if you don't live out on the farm. And you could do so without spending a lot of time or money doing it.
A lot of these programs for providing wildlife habitat, they're telling you to go plant this, to go buy that, and then to do something with it. And so to me, that means you have to have some money, you have to have time, and then you have to have a green thumb. But then there's the rest of us who don't know what to do, don't have extra time. But the thing that's so lovely about this study is that it's telling you that you can do nothing. Like, just don't mow your lawns for a while. Having an excuse to do nothing really resonates with me, because in my busy life, it's just one more thing that I'm just not going to get to. But hey, if I don't mow my lawn, I'm doing something good for the bees.
There's been a decline in honeybees recently, and it's been linked to pests and disease, poor nutrition, hive management, and exposure to pesticides. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.